Title: Bassline Theory. Impact transform with an automation first workflow enabled in Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes advanced. All right, welcome in. This lesson is for when you're already making bass lines that sound good, but you want them to behave like they belong in proper jungle and old school drum and bass. Meaning the bass isn't just a tone under the break, it's a second drummer. It hits, it backs off, it opens up, it relocks. And over a full phrase, the perceived impact transforms. That phrase is the whole point today. Impact transform, not turn it up, not add more distortion, but changing the perceived weight and aggression over time, while keeping the sub stable and the groove believable at 172. We're going to do this with an automation-first workflow enabled in Live 12. That means we're not writing a bunch of notes and hoping the vibe happens later. We build the bass as a performance instrument with macros, modulation targets, and clear states, then we arrange by drawing automation like it's part of the composition. One more framing idea before we touch anything. Impact is not only volume. Impact is harmonics, transient shape, substability, mono compatibility, timing, and space. Jungle is basically contrast management. If bar 1 hits as hard as bar 32, you've got nowhere to go. Cool. Let's build. First, session setup. Set tempo to 172 BPM. Make 3 groups, drums, bass, and optionally music or FX, and give yourself headroom. While you're building, aim for peaks around -6 dB FS on the master. You want space for saturation moves and automation spikes without accidentally mixing louder and thinking it's better. Now jump into arrangement view early. Even if you love looping in session view, for this lesson we want phrase thinking baked in. Mark out 4 sections across 32 bars. Bars 1 to 8 is your intro loop, 9 to 16 first lift, 17 to 24 heavier variation, and 25 to 32 is that drop to energy or switch vibe. Here's why. Jungle lives on phrasing. Your automation should follow phrase logic, not random wiggles. If you can look at your arrangement and understand the story, your listeners will feel it. Next, the breakbeat anchor. This is quick, but it's not casual. The break is your timing ruler. Your bass impact should answer the break. Drop in a classic break, either as IO or into a drum rack if you're slicing. Then on the break channel, add drum boss. Set drive somewhere around 5-15%, just enough to wake it up. Boom at 0-20%, but be careful. If you steal subspace here, your bass will never feel stable. Then transient plus 5 up to plus 25 depending on how crunchy your sample already is. After drum boss, add auto filter and high pass around 25-35 Hz. You're cleaning rumble, not thinning the drum. Optional glue compressor after that. 2:1 ratio, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto and keep gain reduction to 1 or 2 dB max. We're not trying to flatten it, we're just making it sit. Now we build the bass as 2 layers, a stable sub and an animated mid layer. This is classic for a reason. The sub needs to be predictable. The movement can live above. Create a MIDI track. Bass. Sub. Use operator. Oscillator as a sign. One voice. Glide off for now. Amp envelope. Attack basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Sustain full. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds so you don't get clicks, and so the tail feels like weight, not like a chopped zero crossing. Then EQ8. Low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Keep it pure. If the kick and sub fight, you might do a tiny cut around 50 to 80 depending on tuning, but don't do that as a habit. Decide by listening with kick and sub soloed. Then utility. Width at 0%. Hard mono. This is not negotiable if you want the low end to translate. Set gain to taste. Teacher note here, old school jungle bass works when the fundamental is boring in the best way. The crowd should feel like the floor is consistent. The character and attitude come from the mid. Now create bass, mid. You can do this with wave-eatable for modern control, or operator for a more classic Reese technique. We'll go wave-eatable because it makes automation mapping super clean. In wave-eatable, start with basic shapes, somewhere between saw and square. If you use USC 2, detune lightly, like plus or minus 5 to 12 cents. Unison 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low. We want movement, not a huge supercell cloud. Pick a characterful filter in wave-eatable like MS2 or PRD. Then add an auto filter after wave-eatable. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. This is going to be one of your main automation handles. After that, add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive somewhere around 2 to 8 dB, but we'll automate it, so don't overcook it up front. If you want extra attitude in Live 12, add roar after saturator, but start subtle. Think of roar as an aggression stage you mostly keep leashed, then you let it bite at phrase ends. than AQ8. High pass around 120 hc, so the sub lane stays clean. Tame harshness in the 1.5 to 4k zone if it starts to spit too much. Then utility with width around 70 to 120%, but we'll automate that, and if you push width, use base mono or keep the width changes safely above the low mids. Now, the philosophy of today. Impact transform is about states. You're going to design the base so it can move between a few clear identities. State 1 is locked and contained. Tighter filter, less distortion, narrower width, more sidechain. State 2 is open and aggressive. Filter opens, drive increases, transient edge appears, width expands, and sidechain eases off a little so it feels more like a wall. State 3 is your brutal chaos moment. A short event, a formantish flick, a shift, extra harmonic emphasis, some instability, then back to state 1 so the groove snaps into focus again. The trick is, automate perceived impact without wrecking sub stability. Sub stays predictable, mid does the acting. Now we set up the automation first system. 8 impact macros, 4 on sub, 4 on mid. On each bass track, add an audio effect rack at the end of the chain and map macros. On the sub track, Macro 1 is SUB level map to utility gain. Macro 2 is SUB release map to operator amp release. Shorter release equals punchier, longer equals heavier tail, but watch overlap at 172. Macro 3 is SUB sidechain amount map to the threshold of a sidechain compressor. Macro 4 is optional. SUB pitch glide map to operator glide time for tiny moves. Don't do big glides in the sub unless you really know why. Keep it subtle. On the mid track, macro 1 is MID filter cutoff map to auto filter cutoff. Macro 2 is MID grit map to saturator drive, and optionally roar amount if you're using it. Macro 3 is MID bite. Here's a fun one. Put drum bus on the mid layer before saturation, and map its transient control to MID bite. A little transient on mid bass can make it speak through breaks without just turning it up. Macro 4 is MID width map to utility width. Now you've basically built a performance surface. You can draw automation like you're DJing the impact. Before we start drawing, let's talk bassline theory for Jungle Pocket. The bass rhythm should accent the break syncopation, not just follow the kick. Choose a key. F minor or G minor are classic darker choices. Start with a two-bar motif. Keep note choices simple. Root, fifth, and flat seventh are a classic tension set. The rave DNA is in those relationships. Rhythm-wise, think offbeat stabs. Hits on the end of one or two. Short notes right before the snares to create that suck into snare feeling. And leave holes. Negative space is impact. If your bass is constant, the break can't breathe and the whole track feels smaller. Practical approach. Sub gets longer notes with fewer changes. Mid uses the same notes but with more rhythmic variation. And here's an advanced micro groove trick. Nudge some mid notes a few milliseconds late so it sits behind the break and rolls. We're talking tiny. If you can hear it as a phlegm, it's too much. If you feel it as glue, you're in the zone. Now arrangement. We're turning an 8-bar loop into 32 bars mostly through automation. Start with bars 1 through 8 restrained. Mid filter cutoff lower, darker. Mid grit moderate. Mid width narrower, like 70 to 90%. Sub side chain stronger so it pumps cleanly with the kick and doesn't smear. Draw this in arrangement view. Bars 1 to 4 stable, minimal movement. Bars 5 to 8, slowly open the mid cutoff and add a small grit lift. Not a crazy ramp. Just enough that bar 8 feels like it wants to step forward. And here's a coach note. Try automation shapes that match jungle punctuation. Instead of linear ramps, do hold, then a quick shove, then a reset, or stair step every two bars slightly more open. That kind of movement feels like an arranger made it, not a random LFO. Now bars 9 to 16. First lift. This is where you let the impact open. Mid filter cutoff ramps up more noticeably. Mid width expands slightly, like 90 to 115. Add a touch of mid bite so the bass articulates with the break, especially if your break is busy. For the sub release, choose your identity, either slightly shorter for punch or slightly longer for weight. Don't do both at once or you'll blur the message. At bar 16, add a 1 beat impact push. Quick spike in mid grit and cutoff. Then hard drop back at bar 17. That's the rewind tension trick without stopping the track. It tells the listener, something is turning. Bars 17 to 24. Heavier variation, the dark switch. A common mistake is thinking heavier means more open. A lot of the time, heavier is darker plus dirtier. So keep the cutoff slightly lower than the lift, but increase grit. This moves energy into the low mids and mid-range density without pretending it's brighter. Now, Add a brief movement section that is not dubstep wobble. Put a subtle LFO on the mid filter cutoff at 1/8 or 1/16, small amount. But here's the key. Automate the LFO amount so it only appears in, say, bars 21 to 24. That way movement becomes a section event, not a constant gimmick. And another coach note, separate movement from intelligibility. Let the mid layer modulate, but keep one stable reference so it reads on a loud system. That might be keeping a consistent band around 700 to 1.2k present, or a consistent tiny transient tick that lines up with the break pattern. If everything moves, nothing is heard. Bars 25 to 32, open chaos, then snap back. This is where you do contrast engineering. Add a momentary width burst on the mid for bars 29 to 30, then snap narrower. Also automate sidechain to be slightly less for two bars so the bass feels like a wall, then restore the tighter pump. Why it works? Dancefloor impact is contrast more than constant brutality. The ear loves a story. Now let's glue bass to break with sidechain, but do it intentionally. Put a compressor on the sub and mid separately, sidechained from the kick. If you don't have an isolated kick, sidechain from the whole drum bus, but be aware it'll pump to snares too, which can be a vibe or a problem.